The transatlantic telegraph cable. The first telegraphs were Morse code systems for transferring messages. They were up and running in the mid-1840s. The first undersea cable, using the Morse telegraph, was from Dover to Calais, and that was opened in 1851. By 1857, Cyrus Field and the Atlantic Telegraph Company had a cable which they started laying from Ireland to America. And in 1857, they had a break on August the 9th. They couldn't recover the ends, so they packed it in for the year and went home to make some more cable for another attempt. In 1858, they succeeded in laying a cable from Valencia in Ireland to Newfoundland, and they had a simple cable with a 7-strand copper conductor down the middle of it and 18 iron wire cables to armour the outside. The cable was successful, but it had a very low bit rate, a very low transmission rate. In fact, about 40 bits per minute or 0.7 bits per second. Queen Victoria's first message across the cable to the US president took 67 minutes to transmit in a very slow Morse code. The cable failed after only about 6 weeks, but it showed in principle that one could make a cable to go across the Atlantic. After the failure, the company cut up the remaining bits of cable that they hadn't used and sold them off as souvenirs. And what we have here is a souvenir that has ended up in the Science School collection. As you can see, it's only about 22 millimetres, 3/4 inch diameter. So 2,000 miles of that relatively thin cable, it's hardly surprising that it didn't last long draped across the seabed of the Atlantic.